korban and pay for the lechem, the lechem toira.
Then when it comes Pesach Shavuot Sukkos,
so everyone, all the men are mechuyev to bring Riya Chagiga Simcha, Shalmei Chagiga, and a Shalmei Simcha, and an Oila Sriya. So the Shaila is, what if the, so you cannot be, I said both, with one. You cannot bring one Shlamim and say, you should be able to lakan and lakan. You should be Yotze the Chagiga with that, Shalmei Chagiga, and at the same time, the Toido. He accepted upon himself and there to bring a Toido, that's separate. And then when it comes Shalvash of Golem, that's separate. Like a person who gave a marshal, that's the Mishnah's marshal. He didn't pay tax in 1997, 1996, 1995. And it happens to be exactly the same amount of tax. Let's say $10,000 he has to pay tax. He's going to give, so he's 10 plus 10 plus 10 is $30,000. So he'll say, so the IRS represented his $10,000, he should be able to lakan or lakan or lakan. So the Mishnah says that's no good, so the same over here. This is like a mask. This is like a tax. You mechuyev to bring a chagiga, and you mechuyev to bring a the teida because he took a neder. And if he's going to just bring one baim, he wants to go to you. Boom. The shaila is, what if Melech Atchila, when he accepted upon himself the neder to bring the teida, he said like that: Hare alai teida, I accept upon myself to bring a carbon teida, but I want the eitzei bo yedei chagiga. I want it to be oil lekan lekan. So he wasn't. No one has ever mechuyev in the first place to bring a carbon taida. That's what we discussed. It says in the Braisa, there are four people mechuyev to express their gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashi says that those four people are mechuyev to bring a carbon taida. The Yetzim and Beis Asurim and the Chelish and the Srapei and the Hayamim and so on. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and says it's not true because the Gemara says that a taida is bought in Edom and a Dova. It's voluntary. So Rashi says, yeah. Four people are obligated to bring it. And other people, it's voluntary. If you want to bring a Taita because you're alive, you don't say, hey, these four people are Mechuyib, and everyone else, it's optional. And Taita disagrees with Rashi and Perakat Taita. In the end of an office, there's a whole Perak about carbon Taita. So it's called Perakat Taita. No, I stay to Chabot, Sichon Lahidas. No, that goes on Bichas HaGemo. There are four people are Mechuyib to recite Bichas HaGemo, but no one is ever Mechuyib to bring a carbon Taita. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that Rashi in Hilchos Birchas HaGoymo, the end of the second Chemek in the Mishnah Berurah, and he shows that there's a Rashi in Zvachim, the Shittas, that talks about these four people are Mechuyev to bring a Korban Toidah. So the Shabbat is over here. This man was not Mechuyev in the first place to bring a Korban Toidah. Nothing happened. Nothing can possibly happen that's Mechayev him. It's not like a Chattas and an Oshim. Someone's Mechal Shabbat B'Shegeh. You become obligated to bring a Chattas. There's nothing that's Mechayev you to bring a Korban Toidah. It's out of the goodness of his heart that he says, Hare alai korban toida. So what if he says, Hare alai korban toida, but I only want to bring a korban toida if I can use my sasheni dikin money? The Gemara says also, my sasheni dikin money, when you pay the my sasheni and you have money, so that money you have to bring to Yerushalayim. Then let's say, I challenge Mufiyah, the guy take a nether, Hare alai shlamin. Then he comes to Yerushalayim and he says, oh, anyway, my sasheni money, so I don't have to spend another $200 to bring a shlomi for the nether. I'll kill two birds with one stone. So that's the original din in the Mishnah. That ain't dov shebechoy bevo elamin achumen. You're mechuyev to bring the shlomi. He said, "Hare alai shlomi." So you cannot not kill two birds with one stone. You cannot take the my sasheni dika money and bring the korban shlomi. What if he said lachatchila? I take a pledge upon myself that when I come to Yerushalayim with the Maishasheni Dika money, I want to you buy a shlamin with the Maishasheni. So the Zum says, hey, that's not a problem. If he says I am anyway, that's a lachatchila to bring shlamin. Lachatchila to bring shlamin. But if you want to buy some sandwich of kulin, is also okay. The Mishnah recommends lachatchila should bring a shlamin with the Maishasheni Dika money. But that's not miyakim. So let's say you take a neder.
He is to use the money for shlomim down.
Right. You have permitted to. Because leoyim, when you ma'ase sheni, you can only use for achilas shtiyah. So you cannot take ma'ase sheni by an oila, because the oila you burn the whole thing on in Israel. You can't use ma'ase sheni to get money to buy special clothing to wear in Yerushalayim. Let's say a fella has an apartment in Yerushalayim. So he comes to Yerushalayim with the ma'ase sheni to get money. So he buys furniture and clothing and dishes and silverware that he's only going to use in Yerushalayim. Not allowed to. He can only use when it's Tata Kesef, Babokra, Batsona, Bayayin, Bashecha. Only Achilas Shtiyah. Yeah, that you can buy. But I think so. I'm not sure. I think you can buy that also. But you can't buy furniture, the Mishnah says, and you can't buy clothing, and you can't buy silverware, those kind of things. So let's say the person has my Sheni money, He's going to bring it to Rishlam, he's going to bring a Korban Oilo with the money. He can't do that. Korban Oilo, you burn the whole thing on the Mizbech. He's going to bring the money to Rishlam, bring a Korban Shlomim. Korban Shlomim also, you burn the Emurim on the Mizbech. He shouldn't have been allowed, should have been forbidden. It should have been forbidden to bring a Korban Shlomim with the Maaseh Sheni Digger money.
So that's what the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni learns out from Sukkim, know that is permissible. Despite the fact that you burn the Chelev on the Mizbech, one could have argued, why should you buy Shlomim with the Maaseh Sheni Digger money and burn part of it on the Mizbech? Buy salamis, buy chickens, and eat everything. Eat everything. Yeah. Buy fruits and vegetables, yeah, and eat and drink everything. So the Mishnah learns out from the Pesukim that it's permissible to bring a shlomim. And then the Tanaim recommend that the Midas Chassidus that you should bring shlomim from the Maaseh Sheni Digger money. But yeah, it's not an absolute chiv. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. So let's say the person says, I take upon myself a neder when I go to Yerushalayim with the $300 of Maaseh Sheni, I'm going to buy shlomim. So do them say, hey, that's a very nice neder. But if he takes a separate neder, I accept upon myself a neder to bring a shlamim, and he doesn't link it up with the Maaseh Sheni, then he comes, so shlamim costs him $200, so bamus, then he comes to Yerushalayim with the $300 of Maaseh Sheni, so he puts two and two together, he says, why should I spend $300 on this, and another $200 on the shlamim, let me kill two birds with one stone. So that's the original Mishnah in Menachos that it says, Dovash HaBechoivo, you're not allowed to use the Maaseh Sheni Digger money to pay up the shlamim that you took, the neder that you took. But what if he would have taken a neder from a hatzila? I take upon myself a neder to use the Maaseh Sheni money for the purpose of bringing it home. So that's fine. What's wrong with that? That's wonderful. So what if he says over here, I take upon myself a neder? He's not mechuyif to bring a toido. No one is mechuyif to bring a toido. He says, I take upon myself a neder to bring a korban toido from the money that I bring to Yerushalayim. From the Maaseh Sheni Digger money? So good, so what's wrong? That's okay. So what's wrong? So Rish Lakish asked the Shaila of Rabbi Yechanan, what's the din? He says, Hare Alai Toido. I take upon myself a neder to bring a korban toido. The Eitzi Bo Yidei Chagiga. So what's wrong? So what? Normally a Chagiga is a Shalmei Chagiga Shlomi. It doesn't come with 40 Lachmei Toido. So he comes and before Yantar, before Pesach Shavuot, because he says a neder. Rabbi Nishalal, you know that I have to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. Not only am I going to bring a Shalmei Chagiga, only a Shlomim, I take upon myself a neder that it's going to be a Shlomim, it's going to be a Taida. Taida is a form of a Shlomim. I want it. Taida is a form of Shlomim. It's only Nechel Yom V'Layla at Chatzos. The Shlomim is Nechel Shem Yom V'Layla at Chatzos. And a Taida is only Nechel Yom V'Layla at Chatzos as a restricted manachil, but you have more. You have the 40 Lachmi Taida. So what's wrong with that? If he takes a neder to enhance the Shalmei Chagiga that he's mechuyev to bring. Not only will I bring the Shalmei Chagiga that Moshe Chasaf Talenim Sarasecha, as it says in the Chumash, Mechagos Moshe Chagos Hashem Shlomim, I'm going to bring Lachmei Taida with the Shalmei Chagiga. So there's some to hate. What's wrong with that? So what's wrong over here? He said, Hare, I like Taida, the Eitzi Bo, Yidei Chagiga. So Rabbi Yechanan answers, sorry. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know why that's ignored over here. That's a very good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Gotta look in the Rishonim. I don't remember that they even discussed it. They gotta look in the Rishonim. That's a good question.
He's changing the Chagiga into a Toida. Not Chavila. He's not bringing a Chagiga and a Toida. He's making from the Chagiga more important Korban.
But the Chagiga is a Chova.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's making from
the Chagiga.
Right.
So the Taida, he is not mechuyev to be menadis. No one holding a gun to him.
Two things.
So he says, Rabbanu Shalom, Sidisa Alena to be in Korban Chagiga, that only costs $100. I'm going to make $150. I'm going to bring Lachmei Taida.
It's not going to two things. He's
got enhancing him. So that's what Rashi and Taisa say. If he would have said it like that, I take a neder to enhance my Shalmei Chagiga by bringing with it Lachmei Taida. Instead of a Shalmei Chagiga, it'll be a Zevach Toida Shlomin. So then it would be fine. But because he said it in the reverse order, that's why you say you have to bring separate for the Toida and separate money for the Chagiga. Why does it make a difference what order he says it? Because he said, Hare Alai Toida first. And then he says, Ve'etzi Bo Yedei Chagiga. So that's why it's no good. That's what the top taster says. If he's Dafke to call Mahachi, he said it in that. The top taster says on Daf Chof Amenal, because he said it in that order. Avla Mama Ipcha. If he would say in the reverse, Al Menashe Eitzim Mishum Chagiga Hare Alai Taida, he says I'm obligated to bring a Chagiga
which means only a shalmei chagiga. I'm going to enhance it, and I'm going to bring lachmei toida with it. It's not going to be a plain shalmei chagiga. It's going to be a toida. So then Tosfos says it would be good. And the quote Rashi says so beferish. Then it would be good. That's why it's on this daf, because it has to do with the next. In the next Gemara, that says it depends on what direction you say it. So why does it make a difference in what direction you say? So Hapella, what's the difference whether he said this first or he said that first? Arei alai toido ve'etzibo yidei chagiga. Why is there a difference? So on the bottom of the riff, on this daf, there's a long discussion in the Sefer Hamor. Right over here on page Yudam and Aleph. There's a discussion in the Sefer Hamor and the Mohammed. So he quotes the Rif, the Baal HaMor quotes the Rif from Bava Basra on this Gemara. You see, the Ayin Mishpat, some interesting to note. The Ayin Mishpat near mitzvah on the top of every Omud in the Gemara always gives you the Mar Mekoymus where the Rambam and the Smag and the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch quote the Dinim. So if it's a din that has to do with Kachim, you're not going to find it in the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, you'll find it. And if it's a din that's Nageir Bizman Azeh, then you'll find it in the Smag also, and then you find it in Torah and Shulchan Aruch. He never tells you where the Rif is. The Rif is always on the Daf.
Yeah.
The Rif is the Kitzur of the Gemara. But whenever it's a Favor and a Rif in a different Mesich, the Shalobim Kama, then he always tells you. So here he tells you where the Rif is. Here, Ayin Mishpat on Daf Chofam and Aleph, he tells you to look in there's Nun Aleph and Nun Beis. So Nun Beis, it tells you where the Rif is in Baba Basra, Perik Tes, and the Dafim and the Rif. That doesn't correspond to Adam. Those are the daf in the Constantinople edition.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you what daf it is. On the side, when you look in the Rif, on the side, they always tell you what daf here.
Yeah.
Here it says daf Kuf Tzadik based on the base. That's the Nat edition from the Constantinople edition. That's the way he always says it. So he tells you where that Rif is, and that's what the Baal HaMor quotes that Rif over here. So the Rif quotes Amri Shain and say like this. When do you make a Tanai? When does a person make a Tanai? So let's say a man wants to get married, and he says only on a condition. What's the condition? He's only going to agree to marry the girl if the father-in-law gives him $100,000 within before the Shivas Imam Mishta is up. It's not a nice tonight to make, but let's say a guy makes a Kiddushin ala tonight. So okay, so the Kiddushin is Chal ala tonight. So if the father-in-law gives him the money in the right time, the Kiddushin is Chal, and as dit, isn't it? So the Mishnah is, he can give Kiddushin ala tonight, he can give a get ala tonight, he can be mafresh trum ala tonight, person can take a neder ala tonight, all kinds of things. You can do business ala tonight, sell, buy, mekachamemka, all kinds of things you can make ala tonight. So the Gemara says that how do you know that there's such an institution of ala tonight? Maybe the halacha says, either you get married or you don't get married. What do you mean? Get married on a condition. If it snows tomorrow, then the kiddushin today should be chal. If it doesn't snow, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? So the Gemara says, you learn it for Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. That Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven requested from Moshe Rabbeinu, they wanted to get their share in Eber HaYarden. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to tell him. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, make a deal. Im Yavru, Unisatem. If they go and they help fight the war in Eretz Yisrael against the Lamed Aleph Malachim, then they get the chayv, then they get an Eber HaYarden. And if not, lo yavru, the nechaz of the seichah and the eretz kanan, and they all get together. Yeah, that's a different thing. No, the tanoim is mishkin and dushin. No, it doesn't say that. The tanoim is that the chas and kala agree that they're going to marry.
Condition.
Yeah. So those are conditions. That's a different condition.
Yeah.
That they're both maskim that they're going to get married. So the chosn says, and if I back out from the shidduch, I will pay you a knas.
It's worse to back
and if
out
I don't, no, and no, if no, I don't no. pay the knas, I have a rich uncle, I have a rich relative, and he accepts to be the orev. In the event that usually they have the father say, the father of the boy agrees that if his son backs out from the shidduch, so the father says he's going to pay for the busha that his son caused to the kala. And if the father doesn't pay, so a rich uncle is going to pay in his stead. And then the girl's father says that if his daughter backs out from the shidduch, she's going to pay. So that's what's traditionally known as tanoim. But that's not, it's not that the kiddushin is ala tanoim. The kiddushin is normal. That's a hischaibus ala tanoim. If I back out from the shidduch, then and I cause embarrassment to the other tzad, then I'll pay. That's a hischaibus ala tanoim. Hischaibus ala tanoim. The Rishonim all had this. An interesting thing, the Rishonim, both the Balei HaTosis and the Sfardim, by the Ashkenaz Manzam, that's a worldwide institution that everybody had. That they used to get engaged way in advance, and they used to be mekabel hischayvus if somebody backs out from the shidduch, that they're going to pay a penalty for the busha that's caused to the others. And all the Rishonim had this practice, and they all asked the same kasha. It should not be legally binding. You should say that it's asmachta lokanya. Asmachta, most Rishonim understand asmachta means like this. If a person agrees to a deal, ala tanai, and it's an umdir in the muchach that he thought it's never going to happen. He promises he's going to come to Minyan on time, and if he doesn't show up to Minyan on time, he's going to pay $1,000 to Tzedakah. He's interested in giving $1,000. The Shiva Bach doesn't have any money. Then he came late to the Minyan. So what's the din? Does he have to give the money? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, for Tzedakah you have to give. For Tzedakah the din is that Asmachta is Kanya. That's how the Rishonim say, because the Mishnah is like that. So it's Asmachta is Kanya for Tzedakah. But if it's a Hischayv is Bein Adam HaHavero, so then you say, since it's clear that he thought it's never going to happen, so that's Asmachta and Asmachta Lokan. So that's what the Rishonim is. They're so madly in love with each other. They're lovey-dovey and they're holding by getting, they got engaged and they're going to get married. So of course he says, if I back out, I'm going to give you $500,000. She says, if I back out, I'm going to give you, of course. They thought no one's going to back out. They're crazy in love now. But the Shad is nice if someone does back out. So why do they have to pay? You should say it's not binding because it's a smart to look on you. So Taisis. Yeah. No, that's not considered an asmach because it's an asmach. So. In the Mishnah, they have that in Mishnah Ksuvos, it says that in some communities they used to exaggerate the amount that they wrote, and everybody knew that whatever it says, you divide it by 10. Whatever it says, you divide it. So if that's the minigamdina, so if they get divorced, so whatever it says, you divide it by 10 or you divide it by 2, whatever it is. But if there's no such clear-cut minigam dina that they write 10 times as much as they really mean, so whatever they write, in the event that they get divorced, they have to pay.
Yeah.
So that's what's called tana'im. That's a hischaibus ala tana'i. And there was a common practice all over by the Sfardim, by the Ashkenazim, and the Taisus with the Rambam and all the Rishonim, the Rif, they all talk about that problem. How is it binding? You should say it's asmachta lokanya. Right. So how do you know, again, how do you know that you have the ability to make Kiddushin ala Tanai? If it snows before December, Hariyat Mekudeshesli. We don't know, maybe it will snow, maybe it won't snow, we don't know. He says, he gives a ring, he says, Hariyat Mekudeshesli if it snows before December. How do you know you have a right to make such a crazy Tanai? So the answer is, the Gemara says, it's learned that from Parshas Bnei God and Eruvin. The Torah records that deal to teach us the Din L'Doris, that you can make an agreement ala Tanai. Even though by Bnei Gad and Reuven it was more reasonable than the snowing.
Yeah.
The snowing mamish has nothing to do with the shidduch. Bnei Gad and Reuven at least have made little sense. If they'll help out in the war, so then we'll give them what they request about chalukah. But still, that's what the Gemara learns out. You learn it out from Bnei Gad and Reuven. So the Gemara says in Gittin and Bav Mitzi, you learn out other things from Bnei Gad and Reuven. That when you make a tanai and you want the tanai to control the kinyan, the kiddushin or the get, it has to be a Tanai Kofel, and it has to be Tanai Kodim Lamaisa, and a few other conditions. The Rambam quotes all the four conditions. So the Rif suggests over here, he said it backwards. The Rif says the Chiluk, the Gemara says the Rif also says like Rashi and Taisus, it depends on which direction he said. So why does it depend on which direction? So he says like this, Harei Alai Toido, so he's already saying the Neder. Then he says the Tanai afterwards, on the condition that I should be able to use this taida for the Korban Chagiga. Let's say by the Chagiga. So that's called a Maisa Koidim L'Tanai. It's not exactly the way we usually say it.
Yeah.
Well, what's a Maisa Koidim L'Tanai? What's the thing you need? Tanai Koidim L'Maisa.
How should he have said to make Tanai Koidim L'Maisa in this case?
Huh?
How should he have said in order to be good?
How do you usually have Tanai Koidim L'Maisa?
Yeah.
Let's say a man is about to give a ring to the girl, so he has to say... He has to say, if it snows before December, Hariyat Mekudeshesli. And if it doesn't snow, then not. What if he says, Hariyat Mekudeshesli if it snows before December? So most of the Rishonim say that that's a violation. And Tanai Batla Maisekayim. Most of the Rishonim say it's no good. The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam learns that Tanai Kodim Lamaisa means you have to verbalize the Tanai before you give the ring. But which one you say first? But you say, if it snows, Hariyam Kodesh, so Hariyam Kodesh is if it snows. So the Ram says that doesn't make a difference. The word is Tanai, Kaidim Lasiyas Hamais. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. He says, no, you need Tanai, Amiras HaTanai, Kaidim Lamiras Hamais. And that's what most of the Rishonim have. That's what it says in the Gemara. You have to have Amiras HaTanai. You have to say, if it snows before December, Hariyat Mukodesh Asli. So that's what the Rif learned in this Gemara. The Rif quotes in Bava Basra, the Rif quotes some Rishonim, Yesh Mishoimer, that that's Pshat in the Gemara. What is the Amiras Amaisa? Hare Alai Taida is the nether to bring a carbon dead. So if he would say, on the condition that I will be permitted to kill two birds with one stone, that I'll be allowed to use the carbon Taida to be Eitzei Dechagiga, then I accept it by myself a carbon Taida. So the punchline should be, the Amira, I accept it by myself a carbon Taida, that should come to the end. So the Chacham said it's Faket. He didn't know the din. He said Faket. He said, I accept upon myself a carbon toida, that's already the nether, on the condition that I will be permitted to use it to be Yitzhi De Chagiga. So the Rif quotes those who say that this is, that's the difference. It is Maisa Kaidim L'Tanai, so the Halacha says it doesn't correspond to the formulation of the Tanai B'nai Gadim Neruvain. So if it's not Dumi, the whole din of Tanai is Achachidish. And without the Parsha B'nai Gadim Neruvain, Yavin Nesatim, you would know the whole din. So the only time you say you can make a Tanai is if it was formulated, if the nature of the Tanai is similar to the Tanai B'nai Gadim Neruvain, and the formulation, the way he spoke, the way he set out the Tanai, the formulation is similar. So if he said it in the wrong order, then I say Tanai Batla Maisa Kain. That's how the Rif quotes a Pshat, and the Balamor quotes it from the Rif and Baba Bas.
When you say Tanai Kofopat, Tanai Bottle, that doesn't mean he has no right to do it. It only means that Tanai Bottle, he doesn't want to be in a Kayan Dem Tanai, he doesn't have to. Yeah. But in this case, he does want to do it.
No, I mean that the Tanai doesn't. The Maisa is Kayan without the Tanai.
Exactly.
So here, the Nether to bring the carbon Toyd is Kal without the Tanai.
Austin then has the right to do it, so he'll do it. He'll be Mekayan
to. No, but
he says, you can't pay up two debts. See, the debt to bring the Toyd stands alone without the Tanai. Because he made the Tanai after he said the Amir is Hamais.
So
it becomes a davar shebechayiv. So once it became, so the chagig is a davar shebechayiv, and the nether to bring the toida is a davar shebechayiv. So he can't be yotzei both with one tashlum. The Baal Hamor used to learn b'charusa with the Ravid. I think we once mentioned they both learned by the Ravid Baal Eshkol. The Ravid married the daughter of the Ravid Baal Eshkol. So the Ravid wrote a running commentary on the Baal Hamor. They have it printed, they found it in manuscript about 50-60 years ago, and they printed it, and it's called the Kos of Shom, because every paragraph he says Kos of Shom, it says in the Sefer Amor, and he quotes two lines, and he usually disagrees, and once in a while when he agrees, so he says he gambled it for me. it's my shtickle ferret, God of whom he eat me, and I said it better, and he brings more rice, whatever. So here also the Ramban and Daf Yud, the Ramban very often, the Ramban when he comes to defend, usually the Ramban comes to defend the Rif from the kashas of the Baal Hamor. So the Ramban will often quote heavily from the Ravid and the Kos of Shom, often not even mentioning by name, and he'll quote five lines word for word. Here he happens that he does mention in my name. He says, the real pshat is what it says in the Ravid. Here he does mention by name. But very often, apparently it was so mafusim, the Kos of Shom was so famous. In the days of the Rishonim, he would quote five lines from the Kos of Shom without even saying, and everybody knew that he's quoting it from the Ravid. So here also, he quotes a big chunk from the Ravid, and the Ravid disagrees with this pshat. Why does he disagree? So this, before you get to what he said, this pshat that we just said cannot work according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, can it? That's the question. Can it work? According to the Rambam, what's the din of Tanai Kodim Lamaisa? The question whether it can work or not. What's the din of Tanai Kodim Lamaisa? You have to have the Amiras HaTanai before the Asiyas HaMaisa. So here by Harei Alai Korban Toido, what's the Asiyas HaMaisa? The Amiras HaNeder. The Amiras HaNeder Harei Alai Toido. That's the Asiyas HaMaisa. Could be that even according to the Ramam it can work. He said Harei Alai Toido, that's the Maisa. He did that Maisa before he said the Tanai. Could even be that that Pshat and the Rif can work even according to the Ramam. Okay. Anyway, so this is what the Balamor quotes in the name of the Ritz Pshat. So the Ramban quotes the Ravid, who totally disagrees. He says he begs to differ. He thinks that the only time we require Mishpatei HaTanoim, this is called Mishpatei HaTanoim, that since you're learning it out from Tanai Gar B'nei Gor B'nei Ruvain, so the Tanai is only Chal, the Tanai is only valid if it was formulated in the same way it was in the Parsha and the Chumash, the Tanai Kodim L'maisa. So he says, the Ravid writes, when is this? That's only if you do Asiyas HaMaisa Ala Tanai. Let's say you give a get Ala Tanai, you give a ring Kiddushin Ala Tanai. I sell you a sefer ala tanai. I say, here's a sefer. I sell it to you. If you don't like it, money back guarantee. So you make a tanai. So the tanai has to be kodem lemaisa. But the Ravid says, what happens if the nature of the maisa is such that it's chal ayidei das? It's chal with das alone. You don't even need any maisa. Where do you have things that are chal ayidei das? So he starts rattling off a whole bunch of cases. Things that are chal ayidei das. So then he says, if you make a tanai in the das, so if there's bitla tanai, so there's no das. The only time you have to learn out from B'nai Gorim B'nai Ruvain that it's a chiddush is if you did a maisa, you did a maisa kiddush. So then he threw in a tanai. So that's a chiddush that a tanai works. So the only time I say that the tanai regulates the application of the chalais is going to be if he formulated the tanai properly, according to the Mishpatei HaTanaim, the way it appears in the Chumash by Tanaim B'nei Gorim B'nei Ruvain. But if the nature of the Chalois is such, you don't have to do any Maisa. He doesn't have to give a get, he doesn't have to give a ring, he doesn't have to make a Maisa Kinyan. He just says, let's say, over here, Enemta Neder, a Neder Ala Tanaim. There are many, many Mishnayas in the Dorim and in Nazir and Shavuos about people taking the Dorim Ala Tanaim. The guy says, I really know if my wife has a baby boy. He's hoping, his wife is expecting, hoping for a boy or for a girl, whatever. He says, my wife has a boy, I'm going to be so happy, I accept upon myself to become a nazir. He never said that if my wife doesn't have a baby boy, I'm not going to become a nazir. So what happened to the din that you need tonight, Kofel? The Gemara says you always have to repeat the both starting, you have to have the hand, kind of love. It doesn't say in the Mishnayos all that. Many Mishnayos like that. All the Mishnayos in the Dorim and Shavuos in the nazir, never says it tonight, Kofel. So the Rabbi says, of course you don't need tonight, Kofel. There's no maisa. The whole neder is chal ayidei amira, das. All you need is amira, expression of the das. He says, whenever it's das, ala tanai, so you don't need mishpatei atanoim. So he says, he says the vort over here, you don't, he says he disagrees with the Rif. You don't need mishpatei atanoim. That's not the reason for the din here. So there's no need for mishpatei atanoim.
So what is the reason? Why can't he reverse it?
Oh.
That doesn't happen in the position of that house. But there
would
never be
a position
of
that house. Let's see, a man is about to give a ring to the girl.
So
he has to say both ways. He has to say, if it snows in New York before December, if it doesn't snow before December, but the Mishnah does not, but the Gemara says it has to be repeated. And that's how we pass, and it has to be repeated. If you don't repeat it, so it's not binding. But by Nedarim, no one says it has to be repeated. You don't need Mishpatei HaTanaim. So one could have said the Ramban and Baba Basu talks about this, and Ramban over here also talks about it. You can say a different explanation. Maybe the only time you need Mishpatei HaTanoim is if you're making a deal bin Adam Lahaveiro. Kiddushin, there are two parties involved. I get there are two people involved. Mekach HaMemke, there are two people involved. Tanoim, you get engaged. I say, if I back out from the Shidduch, I'll pay you a penalty. She says, if I back out from the Shidduch, I'll pay you. So if you're talking bin Adam Lahaveiro, Shibudin, bin Adam Lahaveiro, so then you need Mishpatei HaTanoim. Because the B'nai Gorim Nei Ruvain were making a deal with Moshe Rabbeinu representing the other ten Shvatim. So it's a deal between the B'nai Gorim Nei Ruvain and the rest of the Shiftei Yisrael. But if a person just makes, he says, I accept it by myself a neder. So they don't say, hey, take a neder. So maybe there, the Ramban says there, he's just talking to himself, maybe there's no need for Mishpatei HaTanoim. But the Ravid thinks that that's the reason why. Not so much because it's not been Adam Lachaveiro, but rather because Das Ala Tanai doesn't need Mishpatei HaTanoim. Then the Ravid gives another Raya. There are Mishnayos and Gittin that go like this. The husband is going away. A husband is in business and he keeps on going away out of town. Every month Gedanishtik is going away out of town. So the wife says, what kind of marriage is this? She doesn't have a husband. He's never home. So he says, okay, I'm going to come back within a month. If I don't come back within a month, I raise a gift. He gives a get. So the Mishnah is talking about such a case. So the Mishnah is having another case. The husband says as he's leaving the door, and the wife screams again, he's going away out of town, never home. What kind of marriage is never home? She has no husband. So the husband says to someone else, he says, I'm going away, I'm going to come back within a month. And he points to the other man. And he says, if I don't come back within a month, ksov get lishti. I make you a shliach to write the get, and you sign the get, the three people, you sign the get, and the sofer should give the get to my wife and shayin. So what happens if the sofer will write the get within the month? The husband said, if I don't come back within a month, ksov get lishti, and then chismu es haget etenulo. So the Mishnah says, let's say Hitaka doesn't come back. He doesn't come back for a year. But the Sefer didn't wait till after the month to write the get. The Sefer wrote the month right away. He wrote the get right away. And he waits 2 months and the husband still didn't come back. So then they sign the get and they give it over. So it says it's no good. The Mishnah says no good. Because the husband said, if I don't come back within a month, then I authorize you to write the get. He didn't authorize him to write the get before this month. So that's a minu shliach ala tanai. So minu shliach ala tanai, if the shliach is mishana and the shliach is, let's say, yes, you, I have too much furniture. So I said, do me a favor, sell the old, I have a new set and the old set, dining room set, whatever. So I say, sell the old set, I want to keep the new set. Instead of selling the old set, you sell a new set. So if he's mishana and the shliach is, so you don't say shluch shlonim kemoist, if he's mishana, I say, I have oranges and apples, I don't like oranges. Sell the oranges. Instead of selling the oranges, sells the apples. So if the shliach is mishana, so you don't say shluch shlonim kemoisai. Unless it's ridiculous, there's no kpeida at all. But whenever there's a kpeida, so we say shliach sheshina b'shlichusa. So you can't say kemoisai, you can't say shluch shlonim kemoisai. So here also, the husband says, if I don't come back within a month, ksov get lishti. I appoint you as a shliach to write the get if I don't come back within a month. So the shliach cannot write the get within the month. So that's a mishnah that it's no good. If the sefer wrote the get within the month, even though he didn't deliver the get till 2 months later, so it says it's no good because the ksivas haget was unauthorized. It's considered shalai l'shma. The sefer had no right to write the get, the kihai gavner, under such circumstances. So the Ravid here on our daf, quoted by the Ramban, the Ravid poses the question, why is this sefer restricted? Why is he limited that he cannot write the get within the 30 days? But the husband didn't make a tanai kafel. He made a minu shliches ala tanai. So he should have said, if I don't come back within a month, I hereby authorize you to write a get. And if I do come back within a month, I don't authorize you. It doesn't say he has to make a tanai kafel. It doesn't have to say it twice. How come it doesn't have to have tanai kafel? So the writer says, that's my yisoid, that's my chiddush. He says, I'm going to tell you a secret that nobody knows. Ramban quotes the Lashon. No one ever explained it. I'm going to tell you the secret. He explains four dinim with this. Four Favarf and Adinim in four different places explains what this he said. That whenever it's Das Allah Tanai, whenever there's no Maisa, when you give a get Allah Tanai, then you need Mishpate Atanai. When you give Kiddushan Allah Tanai, when you make a Kinyan Allah Tanai, then you need Mishpate Atanai. But if you have an Amira, a Das Allah Tanai, Das is a flimsy thing. So when you have Das Allah Tanai, and there's no Kima Tanai, it falls apart. You don't need all the formalities, all the rules and regulations. Right. So the Ramban says, Bamis, Liolam, one could Dingzach with that Rai also, like you can Dingzach with the Nether Allah Tanai. Neder ala tanai, you can argue and say the reason why you don't need mishpate atanai because not been adam achaveru. The person's talking to himself. The only time you need a tanai kafu, the rules and regulations, been adam achaveru. So this, the Ramban says, you can also dingza. Maybe, let's say, I appoint a shliach to be mafresh truma for me. And the shliach knows that I'm a very generous person. Some people give truma 1 out of 40. Those are very generous. Those who want to be stingy give 1 out of 60. A normal person, you don't know one way or the other, you give 1 out of 50, 2%, normal. So there's a din in the Mishnais and Trumas, in the Gemara Kedushim, so let's say I appoint the Shliach to be Mafish Truma on my behalf. The Shliach doesn't know whether I am from the stingy people that I only want to give 1 out of 60, or I am from the generous Biyad Rechava, I give 1 out of 40, or I'm an Adam Beinani, I give 1 out of 50. So if I didn't tell him one way or the other, and it's not your doing, the community, so then whatever he gives is okay because I didn't give him any instructions. So he'll say, well, I thought you were generous, I thought you wanted to be stingy. But what if it's well known, everybody knows that I give Biyad Rechava, I give 1 out of 40, and then the shliach gives only 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. So the Mishnah says that the hafrosh of the shliach is not valid because it's a shliach sheshina b'shlichusai. shliach shesheina b'shlichuso, he said that you don't say kemoso, the shlichus is not, doesn't take effect, is not only if the mishaleach specified at the time, it gives him the fairish instruction. He doesn't have to say psenumdina, everybody knows. If it's understood, so that's, so here also the Ramban says, the husband said, if I don't come back within a month, I authorize you to write again. He didn't say faket, and if I do come back within a month, I don't authorize you to write again. So the Ramban argues, maybe the reason why you don't need Tanai Kofur by a minus shlicha salat Tanai, maybe it's not for the reason that the Ram, that the Ravid wrote, that it's Amira ala, the Das ala Tanai. Maybe it's a different reason. Zapta Hitainis, maybe it's because you're talking about minus shlichas. So it's a shliach shesheni b'shlichusoy. The shliach understands that if that he's not authorized to write to get any earlier before the 30 days are up. So he says the Ramban time is that's not really such a raya. The Ravid is bringing rice from all over Shas to his Yisoid. Then whatever it's a mais ala tanai, you need mishpatei tanai, you need kofel. But a das ala tanai, you don't need kofel. So he brought one raya, he brought from the Dorim ala tanai. So the Ramban and Baba Basu was matra that right. Maybe it's not ben Adam Machaver, so that's why you don't need the mishpatei tanai. Then he brings a raya from Mina Shlichas ala tanai. So the Ramban says also not such a hard raya. You can bring that he can say it's a different reason why, because whenever you have a shliach and it's obvious that he's shliach sheshina b'shlichuso, so then the shlichas is bottled. So maybe that's why you don't need tanai kofel. The shliach knows he did wrong. He wasn't supposed to write to get in the middle of the 30 days. So maybe you don't need the formalities on mishpatei tanai over there. The shliach knows that he's not doing what the mishaleach asked him to do. So the whole shlichus is bottled. But the Ramban is masking anyway. He thinks that the Ravid Yisoid is correct. So mainly he says on the both gemaras here, the next gemara also, on the second line from the top of Chof Amin Aleph, the gemara tells a story. A man was about to die. He's a shchid meira. So we have a takonim of the Rabbanan that divrei shchid meira kiksuvim v'chim suin domi. The Chachamim were concerned that a person before he's about to die sometimes gets so aggravated, sometimes a person can die from aggravation. But sometimes people will get so aggravated about where the money is going to go. Some people get aggravated, they want their children to go b'derech ha-Torah, so before they die they give instructions, make sure you keep all the mitzvahs, make sure you marry a religious person, and so make sure you give a chinuch, a Torahic education to the grandchildren, and so on. And other people get concerned about the money. So before he's about to die, he says, I want to give $100,000 to Pliny, I want to give to this one and to that one. So the Gemara says, if you're going to say you have to wait till he makes a kinyan, and the guy is sick and he's holding by gesisa, he's holding by dying, so he may get so aggravated that his money is not going to go where he wants it, that he may die earlier. So in order that Kadesh lo titarev daito, that he shouldn't die sooner, so they made a takana de rabbanon that he doesn't have to worry about. We tell him, your wish will be observed. Whatever you say goes, and there's no need for a kinyan. That's the halacha. Divrei shchimera kichsuvim v'chim suvim dam. It's a takana de rabbanon. It's not a din min haTorah. It's a takana de rabbanon. Whatever he says goes. So here's a man who's on his deathbed. So he says, give $400 to Pliny and let him marry my daughter. The Vasa Tegement over here. So the Gemara says, we give, and then he dies. Then the man dies. So he says, Amar HaPapa, Sir HaPapa Paskins on the third line from the top, we give the $400 to Pliny. And as far as the Shidduch is concerned, he asks him if he's interested in marrying the girl. If the girl is interested in marrying him, so if he's not interested in marrying the girl, he gets the $400 anyway. But if he would have worded it the reverse, time of the Yom HaVolei, the reason why he gets the $400 and a hot abrera, yes, to marry, not to marry, because he said it in that order. But if he would have said, Avali Yom HaLinsev HaVolei, if he would have said, let him marry my daughter and give him $400, then the mashmos would be that you only give him the $400 on the condition that he marries my daughter. So that's why Rashi and Tosfos understood that just like Rav Papa says it depends whether he worded it this way or that way, so to over here it depends whether he worded it this way or that way. So the Ravid poses the question over here. The Ravid poses the question. He didn't say, let him, if he marries my daughter, give him $400. And if he doesn't marry my daughter, don't give him the $400. He didn't say it tonight, Kofel. So why don't you say,
shouldn't be necessary for tonight, Kofel.
So you can say it's not necessary because also takana de rabbanon. He's going to drop dead. You're going to tell him he has to make a tanai kofel. He's so aggravated. This, for the same reason that you don't need a maisi kinyan, for the same reason you will make that you don't need a tanai kofel. That's how one can argue, right? So the Ravid, instead of saying that, The Rebbe had four kashas in four different places. Instead of saying a local teretz on the shchimera, a local teretz on the neder, a local teretz on the shlichus, and on the other gemara that lachazman, so he gives one sweeping teretz for all the cases. He says the answer is a divin shchimera kiksuvim mechim surin dami doesn't require any maaser. It's just amira, just an expression of das. So he says whenever you have das ala tanai, there's no need for mishpatei tanai. The only time you need the rules and regulations mishpatei tanai is if you have a maisa ala tanai. But if you have das ala tanai, then there's no need for mishpatei tanai. So this Ravid came to disagree with the Rif. This Ravid is master because the Rif said yesh omrim. The Rif doesn't say his own. The Rif says there are some rishonim who interpreted the Gemara that the reason why it makes a difference whether he says Hare Alai Toida the Eitzabei Dechegigis is Fakert because he needs Tanai Koidim Lamaisa. So the Rebbe says he thinks that that's wrong. Tanai Koidim Lamaisa is also one of the Mishpatei Tanai. Many times whenever it's Das Ala Tanai, you don't need any of the Mishpatei Tanai, just like you don't need Kafel. So you don't need this rule of how to formulate it of Tanai Koidim Lamaisa. So what's No, but it still does. It still matters which way. That's how Rashi and Taisa said over here. That just like Rav Papa said, it depends whether he says give him the $400 and make the shidduch. So Rav Papa said it depends which way he said it to indicate what he meant. So here also it makes a difference. So why should it make a difference? Why should it make a difference? So that's what Rashi and Taisa say. If the fellow says Hare Alai Toida, Ve'at Hashem Mechuyev to bring the carbon Toida, then Terki de Dibur is sort of backing out a little bit. Ben says Hare Alai Toida becomes mechayiv to bring a carbon toida, and I say he can't kill two birds with one stone. He can't bring the carbon toida to be yotzei dechagiga because davusha bechayiv ain't boil in achulin. I b'terke didibur, he backs out. He says Hare Alai Toida, but on a condition that I should be able to bring. So apparently there are rishonim who say that terke didibur kedibur domi, that you can back out, doesn't always apply. Where does it say terke didibur kedibur domi? The Gemara says a man takes a neder, he can back out terkedei dibur. A man makes a kinyan, he can back out terkedei dibur. But there are certain cases, the Gemara says terkedei dibur kedibur dami, and call it tarkula with a few exceptions to the rule. So two exceptions happen to be git mikedushin. If a man gives a ring, he says, Harem Kudash asleep, then he backs out terkedei dibur. So the Gemara says in the end of Nidorim, and Daf Peches, he cannot back out terkedei dibur. But the same if a man gives a get, and he backs out terkedei dibur after giving the get. So the Gemara says also that you cannot back out. Terkedei dibur is lapki dibur dami to back out from a get. So the Rambam had a girsa in that Gemara. The Rambam has in the Pirush HaMishnayos and in the Alach HaZokeh, and there's a Taisus in the end of Menachos, also on Daf Pei Beis, where the Rambam and Taisus say that by Hegdish also, terkedei dibur you cannot back out. The Taisa says, why? Because Amirasa Lagavoya Shirasa the Hegdish Dami. So Shach and Chayshimishba, because he asked the Kasha, what do you mean? Let's say I give you a Matana, and you walk off with it, and I say Terkedei Dibur, I change my mind, I want the Matana back. So I can back out Terkedei Dibur. That's the halacha, you can always back out from the Kinyan. So why does it make it better? You say Amirasa Lagavoya, they're making an appeal in the shul, and I pledge to give so much money. Oh, Amirasa Lagavoya is the equivalent of Kimsirasa Lahegdish. When you pledge to give to Tzedakah, you pledge to give to Hegdish, that's as if you gave over. I gave over Mamash, I can back out Terkedei Dibur. So why does Taisa say, Amirasa Lagavoya, you cannot back out Terkedei Dibur because it's Kimsirasa Lahegdish? Mesira Mamash Lahegdish, you can back out. Mesira Mamash Lahegdish, you can back out. That's what the Shachi has on the Taisus on the Ram Watsib Shach. So apparently they hold the following. The Ktsois HaChoshen has part of this beer. This halacha that a person can back out Terkedei Dibur, he expressed Das, and in Terkedei Dibur he backs out. So it's like Osi Dibur Mavatl Dibur, something like that. He expressed the Das, and then soon after he backs out, so he can back out. What if the Das that he expressed was a more powerful Das? It was a Das Alimta, very strong expression of Das. So then Aloha, why is it that Ktsoi says, why is it that by Gitni Kedushin you cannot back out Terkedei Dibur? Why is that so?
Because it's from the
sanctity of marriage,
probably
the whole
time. That's what the Ran says. Okay, so the Ran said that's a different word, and the Ktsoi doesn't agree. So the Ran says like this: if I take a neder, I give you a matana, and Terkedei Dibur I back out, how much of a Gemira's das can I possibly have had at the time that I gave it to you if I back out Terkedei Dibur? A guy takes a neder not to eat the potato chips. It sounds like he wants to go on a diet. The doctor said he has to lose weight. And then he backs out Turkey de Dibur. So he couldn't have had such a strong Gemara's Das in the first place if he backs out Turkey de Dibur. So the Ran says, the Ran on a dorm, and yeah, Daf Pechas, he says, if you back out Turkey de Dibur, it's a haychocha that you never really meant it in the first place. It was a shvache hachlot in the first place. There is no din. In other words, the Ran is saying a taichin the Gemara, there is no din you can of chazara Turkey de Dibur. If you back out Turkey de Dibur is a gloy milson lemachre that you never really meant it b'leiv gomer before, but because of the sanctity of marriage or the sanctity of divorce, both by gift and kiddushin, there's such serious issues. Not stam give a present, back out, take another potato chip.
He probably
getting married, getting divorced.
Thought about it all the time.
Oh, that's what Duran says. He must have thought about it seriously in advance. And even though he backs out Turkey de Dibur, that's mikana lahaboy is backing out. You cannot take his chazara Techle Dibra is an indication that he never really had a Belef Shalom B'Shat Maisa, because people don't kid around, people don't kibitz around on such serious things like Gitmi Kiddush. That's how the Ran says. The Ran denies that there's a din, he denies that there's a din of Chazara Techle Dibra. There's no such halacha you can back out Techle Dibra. If you back out Techle Dibra, it's a hechoche, a chiach soifa al tchilosa that he never really had Belef Shalom B'Shat Maisa, and by Gitmi Kiddush is not so. So the Ktzais HaChoshen suggests a different shot, not like, it doesn't quote the Ran and say he disagrees, but he suggests a different shot. He says, maybe there is a din of Chazara Techle Dibur. Where's the Pasuk in Chumash? I don't know. Maybe it's Halacha Moshe Messina, whatever, we're not sure. Where is the Mokka for this institution? Where does it say in the Torah that you can have Chazara Techle Dibur? We don't know. So the Ktzais says, no, maybe the din is you express Das and you back out from the Das. So the Das that you back out later cancels. It's like trade, you back out from the das. But when is that Bamed Bamamurim? If the das that I expressed was a decent das, then I back out. What if it was a very powerful, a high level of das? And then you're going to back out later a normal das. A normal das is not strong enough to back out from a higher level of das.
How do you measure?
Yeah. Who is to determine what needs a higher level of das? And that's what the Ktzai says by Gittin Mikadush, and we have Psukim that indicate that you need. We have from the Rambam makes it clear that giving a get needs a higher level of das than getting married. You need a higher level of das to give a get than to get married. And you need a higher level of das to get married than you need to run a business. So Mecca Chamemke, you need regular das. The Kima Davos Rav Chaim understands that that's to elevate the level of das, that it should be stronger. It's a das that was expressed in public. If you just have a das, beinenu lebein atzmenu, that's a weaker level of das. So for business, that's good enough. Mecha chamemke, that's good enough. But for gitmi kedushin, you need a higher level of das. The das has to be expressed in public. So that's what the Ktzais HaChoshen suggests in disagreement with the Ran. Maybe the halacha that is no, that's a gemara, that there's no chazara turkey de diba by gitmi kedushin, that's a gemara in the end of the dorm, and that peches, pezayin peches. So the gemara there, so the pshat is because gitmi kedushin need a higher level of das, that's where you can't have back out. So with this, he explains also the Rambam and the Tosis. The Rambam had a giris in the gemara, and Tosis says it on their own, that by hegdish also, because amirosa la gevoya, therefore you cannot back out from a hagdosha or from a tzedakah even Turkey de Dibur. Why? So the shach asks why. But if I give you mamish mesiras al hagid, I give you matana, I can back out. You start walking away already, I can back out Turkey de Dibur. I say I want it back, I change my mind. So why can't you back out over here? This is kimsiras al hagid, but it's not better. So he says no. It's a chiddush that you can create a chalois just with amira. I say hareza hegdish, vetus hegdish. I say I pledged the money to tzedakah, became chiv just with words alone. Usually you just say words, it's not binding. And here the words are binding. So this is a higher expression of das. So that seems to be the sheet of a group of rishonim over here. That the reason for the difference is not because tanai kodem lemaisa versus maisa kodem letanai. No. By an inyan of das ala tanai, there's no need for any of the mishpatei atanoim. But the word is, like Rashi and Tosfos say on the top, once he says, Harei alai toida, ve'et Hashem uchayiv to bring the carbon toida. Then what? It's like he's backing out Turkey de Dibur. He says, ve'etze bo yidei chagiga. So you cannot back out. We don't let you back out. That's a chiddush. We don't let you back out by a hegdish because I'm irasa lagavoyim. We don't let you back out by a hegdish. That's a very big chiddush. No, by the matana. No, by the matana, the Gemara understands differently.
Yeah, because
what did he mean? If he says, "Let him marry my daughter and give him $400," so then he meant it's on that condition. He meant on that condition.
But he says give $400.
But if he says first give him $400, then he never meant it as a condition. In one case, he meant it as a.
If the more brings the case right after this, it would seem that it's the same analysis.
It's a similar.
I don't. It's similar in the sense that it depends which way he worded it. But the reason is different. In the second case, by the Shchemira, in one way, the way he worded it, he meant that the money, the gift, should be contingent on the Shidduch. And the other way, he didn't mean. Here, in both cases, he meant that it should be contingent. And nonetheless, in one way it's valid, the other way it's not valid.
Isn't it a machloket that there is a difference whether we pay attention to the beginning of the sentence or the end of the sentence, whether the second part of the sentence is modifying or not modifying the sentence?
That's a very complicated Gemara,
The Gemara
Dvar Vadam Nitvas. I don't know. That's a complicated Gemara. I think it means something else. The Gemara in the Dorim, it's a hard Gemara. I think it means something else. I don't think it applies here. This Shitas HaRaivit that the Ramban got so excited about, and he supports them and he thinks 100% that it's correct, even though he can ding a heavy Raya, all the four Rayas, we said three, all the four Rayas that the Raivit rings, the Ramban says he can ding Zach with each Raya, but he says all four together, put it all together, he likes the whole picture. That the only time we require Mishpatei Atanoyim, Tanai Kof and Lahen Kodam Lama, Tanai Kodam Maisa, is only when it's a Maisa Ala Tanai, when it's a Das Ala Tanai, Tanai is binding.
Even without
the rules and regulations, says a double pasuk like that. It's only das that he didn't become yagavne. He didn't want to have any das. So this shita sarayvid v'haramban is punk the hepech from the shita sarambam. The Rambam holds just fakir. We mentioned before that the issue of tanoim was universally practiced by the Ashkenazim, by the Sfardim. They used to get engaged. And they used to make an agreement that the fathers would make an agreement that if my daughter backs out, I'm going to pay you for the busha. And the boy's father would agree that if my son backs out from the shidduch, I'm going to pay you atzad for the busha. So the Rishonim all discussed what happened to the din of asmachta lo kanya. So what exactly does it mean asmachta lo kanya? So Taisvis, Rashi and Taisvis and most of the Rishonim have one definition. And the Rambam has such a totally different definition that the Ramban writes in the end of Babasa, I don't understand what in the world the Rambam is talking about. He doesn't understand what the words mean. So the Ramban is also working with Rashi and Tosfos, the regular Pshat. The way we usually learn Asmachta, Asmachta Lakanya means a person made an agreement ala Tanai, and it's an umdin in the Mukhaf, it's exaggerated, it's an umdin in the Mukhaf that he thought it's never going to happen. Like the madly in love, and no one plans to back out from the shidduch. So why not? So he said, if I back out, I'll give you $1 million. Why did he promise $1 million? He didn't think he's going to back out from the shidduch. He says, if I come late in the morning, he has a chavrusa, and he always comes late, and the chavrusa is going to drop him. So he promises, if I come late tomorrow, I give you $1 million. And he comes late. He didn't mean that. He meant, don't drop me. He meant, I'm going to come. Don't drop. Don't look for another chavrusa. He didn't really mean, but he made an agreement. He said, if I come late, I'll give you $1 million, but it's an umdah that he never meant to put it. But he agreed, that's what he said. So that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah, whether asmachta kanya, asmachta lakanya. And Baba Basma, we pass on asmachta lakanya. So that's how Tosfos and Rashi and the Ramban and Rav HaRishonim learn. Asmachta means, what's the definition of asmachta? Something was done ala tanai, and there's an umdah in the Muchach that he thought that never would be kiyama tanai. So that is, we pass on asmachta lakanya, an umdah in the Muchach that he thought that it never would come to fruition is the equivalent of an omdin in the Muchach that he doesn't want the whole thing.
So like Mesachik Bekuvia, no? Like
Mesachik Bekuvia is a little different. Why? You can't say it's an omdin in the Muchach that he thought that it will never happen. He was hoping.
Yeah.
No, the Gemara even has, let's say it's not a better player. The Gemara has, even if it's not the other, even if it's not, Gemara has different cases.
Yeah.
So even if it's a game of chance, even if it's not a game of talent, not a game of skill, even if it's a game of chance, it's an umdin muchach that he hoped that he would win.
Yeah.
And if he would have known that he's going to lose, he probably wouldn't have played in the first place. So that's a machlekes in Rishonim, but that's also called asmachta l'kanyin. Because the real asmachta l'kanyin means that he has control over it, and he thinks that it's never going to happen. He's so positive it's never going to happen. By gambling, how can he be positive? It's not. He hopes it'll never happen. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. If he hopes, is that also called asmachta l'kanyin? But the Rambam has a totally different definition. The Rambam writes the following. Let's say there's a big walkathon on Sunday. And I don't want to walk by myself. I want to walk with the chavrusa. So I tell this guy, if you walk with me, b'chavrusa, if you'll be nice enough to do me a favor, I don't want to walk for 3 hours all by myself. If you'll walk with me, b'chavrusa, after the walk will be over, I authorize you, I have an extra automobile in the house, I have an extra television, whatever, I authorize you to go take it as a gift. So the guy walks with me in the walkathon for 3 hours. He was mekayem tonight. He can go to my house later and he takes the present. So the shaila is he koina or not? So the Rambam says asmachta lo kanya. The Rambam says like this: if I give him the television, here's the television, I say make a kinyan now, it should belong to you on the condition that you walk with me in the walkathon for 3 hours. That's a kinyan ala tanai. That's what we learn from Bnei Gorin Neiruvin. But if I didn't make any kinyan today, I tell you what, I need a chavrusa to walk with me in the march, and if you'll be nice enough to walk with me, I authorize you now that after the walk is over, you should go make a kinyan. So the Rambam says that's not valid at all, and even if we'll go make the kinyan, and I didn't say I changed my mind, we go and everything, I don't, if after we walk then I authorize him to go, I say now go take the television, so then I gave a new das machna. But after the walkathon I didn't say a word, and he's relying on what I said before. So the Rambam says that's asmachta lo kanyan. Why is that asmachta? If I give him the television now, it's not asmachta. So the Ramban writes in the end of Baba Basra, I don't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. How did he understand asmachta? He doesn't know what he's writing it. So the Vilna Gaon points out in the Bi'er HaGro in Chayesh Mishpat, the Rambam got this word from a Rav Haigo and wrote a Sefer Mekach HaMemka, Shari Mekach HaMemka. So the Rambam's mocker is over there. But what does it mean? What is the Rambam Shita? So the Rambam clearly holds in Gansin a different word. The Rambam holds the Chiddush Din that you can make a Maisa Ala Tanai is only if it's a Maisa Ala Tanai. But if you have a Das Ala Tanai, only Dvarim, only Das Ala Tanai, then the whole thing is Batla Mavutl. And that's the Pshat in all the Gemaras. The Rambam didn't learn at all. The Rambam didn't learn that by the Tanoim. The Rambam said, the Rambam also quotes, everybody makes Tanoim, and he says, and it's a problem, how is the Tanoim legally binding? It should be an issue of Asmachta. So the Rambam quotes the solution of the Chachmi Svarat. What was the problem? So we always understood from Tosfos the problem was because they're so madly in love with each other. No one thinks that they're going to back out. It's a, what, he wants to give a matana $500,000? He thought it's never going to happen, and she thought it's never going to happen either. That's why. But if they would have really realized that somebody may back out, they would never have agreed to give. So that's why it's asmachta l'kanya. The Rambam didn't learn like that at all. The Rambam has a chiddush din that's so startling, the Tzoyis couldn't believe that the Rambam said it. The Rambam seems to say the Farish like this: if I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100, and then you come tomorrow and you say, okay, give me the $100, he said. So I say, I changed my mind, I don't want to give you the $100. So is that legally binding or not? So we usually assume no, there was no kinyan. It's not their cheretz, I promise the money, not back out. Hey, no, I'm in bedibura, it's a mia sezach, to back out. And no one's going to want to deal in business with him. He promises, it's up soon, he doesn't keep his promise. But let's say, go to a din Torah. I promise you, let's say $100, maybe it's a matan of uetas, I don't know. Let's say I promise you $100,000. And then you come tomorrow and I say, I back out, I changed my mind. So most of the Rishonim say, I back out, you cannot force me to give you the money. When can you force me to give you the money? If you made a kinyan suder, Konami Yoda, the Gemara always says, if you give me a handkerchief and I say, in exchange for my accepting a handkerchief, I obligate myself to give you $100,000. That's called Konami Yoda. Or I write down on a piece of paper, a shtar, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000 and I sign my name. So shtar serves as a kinyan. Chayv ani lachmona b'shtar. That's a Gemara Ksuba Zav Kubei. So you need either a kinyan suder, Konami Yoda, it says in Shah, so you need a kinyan shtar. But if no kinyan was made, so 98% of the Rishonim say that it's not legally binding. The Rambam and the Ran are the two exceptions to the rule. The Rambam and the Ran say it's not true. The guy says, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000. He becomes mechuyev to give the money. That's what the Ktzois could. The Mechaber quotes that Rambam in Simin Mem in Choshim Mishpat. And the Ktzois couldn't believe that the Rambam could say such a thing. It's against all of Shas. So the Ktzois diverts the interpretation. He stands on it, gives a whole different shot than the Rambam. And the latest one said that it's not so. The Rambam said it. The Rambam said the Feresh like that. So the Rambam learned, the Rambam's whole shot and Asmacht is different because he has a whole different sheet there. The Rambam learns by the couple who got engaged and they make Tanoim, they didn't make any Kabbalah's Kenyan Suda. They just said orally. The Chosin's father, we don't do it orally. When we make a Tanoim, you get a handkerchief, you make a Kabbalah's Kenyan, you say the economy, we made a Kabbalah's Kenyan. The Rambam doesn't give a description, you make a Kabbalah's Kenyan. The Rambam just says they promise orally. And an oral promise is obligating. But that's only if it's a promise. I obligate myself to give you $100,000 with no strings attached, no Tanai. But if I bid Das, ala Tanai, so the Tanai kills the whole Das, and it's not Chal at all.
Why is that Asmach?
That's what he interprets Asmach, the Hismich. If you Masmich your Das, ala Tanai. If you Masmich a Maisa ala Tanai, that's what you derive from Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, that such a thing exists. But if he didn't do a Maisa Get, a Maisa Kiddushin, a Maisa Kinyan, he didn't do a Maisa. He just did a Das Alatanai. So Das Alatanai kills the whole Das. It doesn't work at all. Forget from the Raivit. The Raivit says. That's a good question. What was the Maisa Bnei God and Reuven? The Rabbani Shalom said it's going to be Chal. So apparently we treat that as a Maisa. It's a strange, yeah. You learn that from the God and Reuven, the whole thing was only words. Everything was only words. So the Rambam understands that when the Rabbi Shalom is making a deal, like his words is like a Maisa Kinyan.
How does he learn a Neder?
Nah, it doesn't say a Neder Kinyan.
No. What happens?
A prenuptial agreement is what? It depends. According to the way most of the Rishonim learn Asmachta, Asmachta means there's an umdin and muchach that he never thought it's going to happen, and if it would have happened, if he would have realized it's going to happen, he would have never have agreed to this. So Taisus says in a few places that it's only considered an asmachta if it has a guzman, if there's some degree of exaggeration there. Like the girl's father says, if my daughter backs out from the shidduch, I'll give you $500,000. What, he wants to give him $500,000? But let's say he says, if my daughter backs out from the shidduch, I'll tell you the hefsid that you sent out invitations and you cater and whatever.
That's
whenever it's a reasonable hefsid, then you do pay. In fact, that's what Taisus answers. Why is the Tanoim binding? So Taisus says, because there's busha. Because whoever backs out to the other side is embarrassed. So even though busha's dvarim, you're not chai b'dini adam, but b'dini shamayim, you are chai, like grama b'nizikin. It's part of b'dini adam, chai b'dini shamayim. So whenever there's busha's dvarim, whenever you chayvul b'chaveiro, so you chayv nezek tzarif b'shevus and boshes, that's by chayvul b'chaveiro. But if I just cause busha to the other person with that physical contact, I insult them or I back out from the shidduch and the melech, there's an embarrassment, so that's called boshes dvarim. So boshes dvarim, you're not chayv b'din yodim, but you chayv b'din shamayim. So Tosfos says the $500,000 b'din shamayim is not so bad, it's not a guzman. Maybe $500,000 is too much, but usually the amount that they give when they back out from a shidduch is to pay up the boshes dvarim. So Taisus gives one answer, that's why it's not an asmachta. Whenever there's no guzman. They base it on the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Bav Metzia that has like this, let's say, I agreed to be a sharecropper on your field. You own real estate, you own farms, and you're busy, you're in business. You have no time to waste on this real estate. So I rent the fields from you. And instead of saying that I'll pay you $5,000 a year, fixed amount, I say I'll give you a percentage of the crops that'll grow. So I say I'll give you 70% of the crops, or 30%, whatever the agreement is, and the rest will be for me. So that's very nice if I work the field. What if I agree with you, I'll give you 50% of the crops, and then I become a sugar later on. I sit and I learn a whole year, and I don't do any work at all. So what to protect the landlord that he's going to get anything?
Yeah.
This year, he could have rented it out to another sharecropper who had no desire to sit mine in the kailo. He would have done the work then, Mooney. He would have gotten 50%, 60%. He would have gotten his 50 or 40. Whatever he lends it to me, and then before it comes this month, I change my mind. I want to sit and learn, and I don't do any work, and I'm mopsed at him moment. So they put in an additional clause into the contract. So they write, "Imoyve v'loyevid." If I leave the field fallow and I don't do any work at all, "Imoyve asadibur hashalim al peyu." So it depends what it is he writes. If he writes, "Imoyve v'loyevid," if I leave the field fallow, I don't do any work, "Hashalim al for zuze, I'll pay you $100,000." Just the chaguzme, $100,000. So that's called asmachta lokanya. So Tesis shows the Gemara that I don't pay in such a case. That's ridiculous. But if I write in Moivavalayabit, if in the contract I write, if I leave the field fallow and I don't do any work at all, Ashalim b'meitvo, I will pay you whatever a normal year would have compensation, whatever hefsid you're going to lose, whatever you would normally have gotten. So that corresponds to reality. So that's not called an asmachta. So that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The only time you say asmachta lo kanya is when there's a guzman involved. If the guy's writing something reasonable and normal, then it's not that's not called an asmachta. So it depends. If you make a prenuptial agreement, you say, in the event that the couple will not be living together later on, if they will have problems with shalom bayis and they won't be living together, and the bezin will ascertain that a proper derech eretz dictates the husband should give his wife a get, so every day that he doesn't give it a get, he will pay her $500,000 a day. Well, you come to $500,000 a day, so that's asmachta lokanya. But if he writes, "I will pay you $100 a day," $100 a day is not so much. She needs an apartment, she needs food, she needs clothing. Not so unreasonable, $100 a day. So it depends how much you write. If you write a reasonable amount, then it's not called an asmachta. If you write a guzmadik amount, then it's called an asmachta. But that's all, that's the way Tesis learns. Rashi, Tesis, the Ramban, Rov, Harishonim learn like that. That asmachta means a maisa ala tanai, with an umdir in the muchach that they thought it probably will never come to pass, and if they would have realized it's going to come to pass, it's such a guzma, they probably would never have agreed in the first place. So that's the equivalent of an umdir in the muchach that he does want the whole thing, that he never agreed. That's why Taisus learned, but the Rambam learns totally different. He says, if I give you the maton and I give you the television like this, and I say, make a kinyan now, ala tonight, that you go with me in the march for 3 hours. So then if you go in the march, you're kind of the television. But if I don't give you the television, I say, if you go with me in the march, I authorize you to go take the television afterwards. So no maisa was done. It's only an expression of das makna. So the Rambam learns, that's called das makna. Das makna ala tonight, das ala tonight kills the whole das. And even though he did go on the march, he has no right to take it. How did the Rambam get this pshat? Because this is all the Rambam Lishitasa. He learns that it's possible to create a hischaivus because the Gemara quotes the machloikas atanaim about asmachta in a case where a person accepts an obligation to pay the other one. Like by tanaim, he accepts upon himself an obligation on such and such a condition if he doesn't do something properly. He says, if I don't do properly, I accept an obligation to give you some money. He says, how is that obligation chal in the first place? So all the Rishonim say, oh, shtar, a kinyan, or something. Rambam says, no shtar, no kinyan. If a man says, I obligate myself to give you $1,000, that the mukhif to give $1,000. You don't need a maisa kinyan. All the Rishonim deny that. So they all learn the whole pshat asmachta differently. But the Rambam learns that one can be mechayiv himself to an amount of money without any maisa kinyan. But if he's mechayiv himself, ala tanai, so tanai kills the whole das. Das ala tanai is dead. It's punkt hepach in the Raivit. The Raivit says, you only need mishpate atanayim and a maisa ala tanayim. But das ala tanayim. It's a good tanayim. You don't need any mishpate. You don't even need a pasik when I got in the Reuven. A das ala tanayim is a vada good. So the Rambam is just a hepach in this from this Raivit.
In terms of literally translated, means he's a sign of on the condition to happen. He's relying. Not
that smart guy, like says. He's relying that it's never going to happen.
Happened.
The Rambam doesn't learn like that. Allah tonight, das Allah tonight. He learns that smart.
So all tenuim will become a smart.
If it's das Allah tonight, if it's a mice Allah tonight, then it's tonight. That's the parsha of tonight. I buy the Rabbanu Shlomo of Bnei Gadim Neiruvim. So the Rambam holds that that's called a mice. When the Rebbe Shlomo makes an agreement, that's called a mice.
How would this bar of Rambam do as a petition? And the government is sure that that was late. And they said if you're going to shoot, you're going to 9:20. And you don't know whether you can make a minion or not. You want to make it 9. That if you want to be a petition now, it's 9. But if you can be yesterday with a minion, you want to be a with the bonus mine.
Yeah.
So is that considered das also? How would Rambam know that? I'm making a 9 that would be bottom.
Min mitzvah siches kavana. You need kavana to be out in the mitzvah. So he has kavana ala tanai. He has kavana ala tanai. Either you hold mitzvah siches kavana, or even if your mitzvah ain't siches kavana, but if you have kavana shalala says, then we paskin. It's machlekes. Then we paskin. You're not yotze. So that's what some rishonim say. Not all. Some rishonim say you sell svira early, or you say krishma early, and then you have in mind this tanai. If I remember later, I don't want to be 18 now, I want to be 18 later at the better time. But if I don't remember later, I want to be 18 now. So a group of Rishonim say that you can do such a thing, that you the mitzvah sichas kavana, the kavana that you need to be yotzei, or at least kavana shalolot says. If you have a kavana not to be yotzei, not yotzei, so he throws in a tanai regarding the kiyum mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that there's a group of Rishonim say that such a thing is possible. And some Achrayim say that it's not possible. There's no such thing as doing a tanai. Doing a mitzvah ala tanai. In Hilchus Psuka de Zimmer, they quote that from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. If it's getting late in the morning and you're afraid you may miss the Zman Krishma, so you should say Pamay Mechayom Shema Yisrael Shema Ken Hashem Mechayom. You should say the first parsha ala tanai. Have in mind, in case you missed the Zman Krishma, so you should be out to Krishma, but that you say before Baruch Shema. And some Achrayim ask Akasha, they think that it doesn't make any sense, that there shouldn't be such a thing as a das ala tanai. I don't think so. It's Rabbi Yehuda Seleon. This one is this is what
the prophet is Seleon.
Yeah, that's Rabbi Yehuda. It's a different Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. That was from the Hasidic Ashkenaz. Save Hasidim. He's from the Hasidic Ashkenaz. He hardly any. I mean, he quotes Agadita sometimes. Quotes Halachas once in a while. But this Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, this is a Rishon. This is one of the Rishonim. Yeah, not from the Hasidim. Yeah. Okay. This is a famous Gemara. The next particular Gemara we learned already. The machlokes is between the Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. When you bring Shammai Chagiga and Yontiv, do you do smicha or not? So so we already discussed this. The Gemara has on this daf Chof Amin Aleph the next 40 or 30 lines. So the Gemara has two interpretations. One interpretation is that the Chumash in the beginning of Vayikra only says that you do smicha when you bring a korban oila if it's an oilas nedove. A man volunteers, a person volunteers out of the goodness of his heart. What if it's an oilas riyah, that it's an oilas chayva? You're mechuyif to bring the oilas riyah on sholosh regal. So there is no pasuk in Chumash. There's no beferish pasuk that you have to do smicha on such a korban. So one suggestion in the Gemara is that this is the machlokes b'shamay b'sila. Do oilas chayva need smicha or not? So b'shamay deny. They hold you don't need smicha. B'sila say that you do need smicha. That's one suggestion. Then the Gemara gives another suggestion. No, everybody agrees that you do need smicha and oilas chayva. The only machlokes is when you do smicha, you have to lean on the animal b'chol koicha with the both hands. To lean on an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov is an isa derabbana. Mishtamish bebali chayim. Sometimes Baal Chaim not allowed to, but you have no brer, you have to bring the korban. So the Beis Shammai say there is a brer. Do the smicha on Erev Yontif. Who tells you to do the smicha on Yontif? You can't do the hakrov on Erev Yontif. Do the hakrov on Erev Yontif, you're not yaitze. Like you bring a korban Pesach 2 days before Pesach. That's no good. You have to bring it on that day. So the oil smicha cannot be brought, cannot bring it the day before. You have to bring it on Yontif. But the smicha you could have done yesterday. And the Bishul will say, no, take if the smicha shlita, you couldn't have done the smicha on Erev Yontem. So those are the two pshatim that the Gemara has. Here's a long arichas. And then the Tosfos, the Mamaskel de Logamri, this little Tos over here says, but Rashi and the Mishnah gives him Gamsan a different time. Rashi learns that the Machlok is Bishamah, Rashi and the Mishnah on New Testament all gives him Gamsan a different interpretation. The Machlok is Bishamah and Bishul is that sometimes the Chachon made Exer de Rabbanon. And even Shtazachafen Kop, even if by observing the Gzeir de Rabbanon, you will be prevented from fulfilling a mitzvah. Hamidah Chachamim Devrei Mamaka Mitzvah. They insist that you have to observe the Din de Rabbanon, even if you're going to lose out on a mitzvah. Let's say you have a meal of Bismana on Shabbos, and the Moel forgot to bring the knife, and the only way to bring the knife to the baby to the knife, is by being Mechal Shabbos, by carrying in a Carmelis. Carmelis is only the Rabbanon. So we pass on that you're not allowed to. It says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to violate the Issa de Rabbanon of Carmelis. Even though you're going to lose the mitzvah of Mila Bismana, wait till Sunday and do it on Sunday. If you can get a goy to carry the Carmelis, that would be allowed. But if you should carry it yourself, you're not allowed. So the Gemara calls that Lashon, and Mila Chachamim Divrei and Bemaka Mitzvah. They insisted you have to keep their Isa de Rabbanon, even though you're going to lose out on the mitzvah. And sometimes you don't say Mila Chachamim Divrei and Bemaka Mitzvah. Sometimes it depends how Chomer the Isa de Rabbanon is.
Yeah, they don't allow you.
Right.
Yeah?
I know.
Yeah? They don't allow you to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos? Okay. After Chatzos, it's Yol Chatzos, it's only the Rabbanon by Korban Pesach, so it's only a Gzera the Rabbanon that you may eat it after Alos HaShachar. So what if he didn't eat it? It's already after Chatzos he didn't eat. So we say, Fafan. So you won't eat the Korban Pesach.
He says of the Lila, he says of the Shabbos would be the same thing, isn't it?
Also, for sure, also that's Mamish Gzera, yeah. So Rashi and the Mishnah learns that that's the machlokes b'sham and b'sul. It's forbidden with the rabbanah to do smicha on the korbanos because mishtamish b'bali chayim. But on the other hand, stach hamitzvah min ha-teira. So that's the machlokes b'sham and b'sul. Did they make the gzera mishtamish b'bali chayim even in this case where it's mamish an outright contradiction to the mitzvah or not? So Tosfos says, what did Rashi give a new pshat? If the Gemara give two other pshatim. So he says, yeah, but Rashi writes is the Gemara Chagiga, the other Gemara. The Gemara Chagiga has the third pshat. So that we already discussed, all the three pshat. Now the Gemara in the bottom of the Daf, Chof Amin Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta from Chagiga. Tana Rabbanan, the last 10 lines. Maisa Behilal Azakan. Hillel lived in the days of the second base Hamikdash. The Gemara says in Shabbos, in the first paragraph, that Hillel and Shammai lived 100 years before the destruction of the second base Hamikdash. So they were bringing korbanos. The whole, how did he get the whole job?
Yeah,
how did he become the chief rabbi? It was a maisa. Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Nobody remembered what they did last time. Whether they were Mechal Shabbos, they weren't Mechal Shabbos. And they didn't know what to do. And Hillel said, what are you talking? The dinner that it is, Deicha Shabbos. So the chief rabbi stepped down and he gave him his position. He said, I don't deserve to be the chief rabbi. You know better than me. So that's how he got his job. Yeah, so obviously the chief rabbi would never forget the dinner. Of course, some of the chief rabbi then didn't know how to learn. The Bnei B'Seirim, some of them not as great as the chief rabbis. So they were there in the Beis Hamikdash when they were bringing korbanos. And this machlokes, whether you do smicha or not, this is a real machlokes. During their lifetimes, they had this machlokes. And the machlokes in the Mishnah, where they bring the oilas riya, or only the shana chagiga, they had the machlokes mamish. So the Gemara quotes a story. Tan rabbana ma'ase behil azokin. Shehevi oilasei lo azara lismoch aleha biyantif. He was going to do two things that rubbed the Beis Shammai the wrong way. He was, first of all, he was going to bring an oila, oilas riya on yantif, not a chalamai. And Beis Shammai hold you not allowed to bring oilas riya, only shalmei chagiga. Number two, he's going to do smicha. And the Beis Shammai say, even when you bring the shalmei chagiga, you're not allowed to do smicha. He's going to do two things that the Beis Shammai didn't hold from. So, the holy tzaddik, Hillel, walks into the Beis Hamikdash. So the Chevre, the younger Talmidim from Shammai, ganged up on him. He said, Rabbi, what do you plan to do over here? What are your intentions? So he didn't want to start up with him, so he told him a lie, and he said, it's a shlomim. It wasn't a shlomim, it was an oilah.
Yeah.
He tells him a lie, it's a shlomim. Chibra of Talmidi Shammai Hazokin, Omer Loi, Mat, they say, what are you bringing here? We want to make sure that it's not an oilah. So he tells him a lie. Chibra alav.
Talmid
Shammai Azakin. Apparently he was still alive also. Amar lo, mati b'shal b'em. So Amar lo, hem nekevahi. What do you mean nekevahi? A shlamim can be either a zachar or a nekevah. An oilah can only be a zachar. A chatas can only be a nekevah. An oilah can only be a zachar. Pesukim l'chomish. And a shlamim can be either a zachar or a nekevah. So if they would have looked carefully, they would have seen that it was a zocha. They knew the difference, you know, zocha and a kevi. They weren't such tzaddikim that they didn't know the difference. They knew. But he covered up, so he says, how does it say? Kishkish lehem biznova. He started to wave, Hillel was waving the tail of the animal so they shouldn't see what's doing over there in the bottom. Whether it's a zocha and a kevi, it was really a zocha, it was really an oila. But he didn't want them to know, so he made believe that. Why was he making believe? What was he afraid of? Say, I'm the chief rabbi, and that's the din. The story here is there's a din of loisis goydidu. There's a loch of loisis goydidu. So the pasuk pshat and chumash and loisis goydidu, pasuk in Dvarim, means al meis. If someone dies, so the goyim used to have a practice to express their grief over the loss of a relative, so they would rip out their hair, loisisim akoch ben nechem la meis, and they would scrape with knives, with forks. They would scrape until blood would go. So that's the pasuk pshat, that's the violation, because we believe that the neshama doesn't die, the neshama goes to Olam HaNeshamas, and if he deserves, he goes to Gan Eden, Shoin, and there's nothing to grief to be in grief about. Mustami has it better off there than he had it here. So that's the aside of the din of Lois is going to do. So the Gemara in Yevamos at the end of the first parak has an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk lois is going to do loisasu agudas agudas. You're not allowed to form agudas, okay, but agudas agudas. If they do like this and they do like that, and that's his Turkish state terrorist, it looks as if no one agrees. It looks as if a different religion. That these Hasidim do like this, and these they do like this, and the Mistakim do like that. Everybody does differently. Everybody's shaking lulam in a different direction. So that you're not allowed to do. Yeah. So the Gemara has a whole discussion in the end of the first perek in Yevamos. How far does this din go? What about during the lifetime of, during the time of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So we know the fact that the Beis Hillel were in the majority. The Gemara says the Beis Shammai were mechadid itzei. Beis Shammai were much sharper than the Beis Hillel, and the Beis Hillel were in the right. It's always like that. The people who are sharper are much smaller, and the minority. It's not shaykh. More than 50% of the people can't be geniuses. And the Beis Shammai had all the geniuses, but they were a minority. So that, in addition to all the other machlokes that the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel had, 1,001 machlokes, they had another machlokes. When it says in the Chumash, Achrei Rab Lahatas, that you follow the majority, when you have a shayla, so the Beis Hillel said, Achrei Rab Lahatas, you always follow the majority. And Beis Shammai said, no, that's only if they're all on the same level of sharpness. But if the miut is sharper, then you follow those who are sharper. So that machlokes made it that they held that you're always supposed to follow them. And the Beis Hillel said, no, even if the minority is clearly sharper than the majority, sometimes, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, sometimes if they're not in the same league, his mashal was if the whole RCA will say one way, and Rav Chaim, my grandfather, will say, fakert, I will not follow the psak of the RCA. If they're in a different league, if the two people are different leagues, then it's not shach the sach ram lahat. But here we're not talking different league. The Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel apparently weren't in a different league, but it was clear, kuli alma lo pligi, the Beis Shammai were mechadid itzei. They were much sharper than the Beis Hillel. So that was in addition to all the other machlokes, and that was another machlokes. So the Beis Shammai held that you don't apply acharam lahatas whenever the miut are mechadid itzei. And the Beis Hillel said no, that the din still applies acharam lahatas. And that's how we paskin. We paskin like the Beis Hillel on that score, and we paskin like Aruba de Ruba, we paskin like the Beis Hillel on all the other cases. So the Gemara has a discussion at the end of the first parak in Yevamos. During the lifetime of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, so the din is that whoever doesn't, the din is, do the Beis Shammai have to give in to the Beis Hillel? The din is acharam lahatas. Let's say there's a machloikis among the Rabbanim in our generation on some halachic issue. Once in a while there's a machloikis on some halachic issue. So let's say there's a machloikis, and the majority of the Rabbanim hold one way, and there's a 10%, 20% old fakir. So do you say the 10% are not allowed to follow their opinion? No. They follow their opinion. They follow their opinion. So when you say acharam lahatas, yeah, in Rabbi Yitzchak Lida's community they ate b'sarayt b'cholov, right? In Rabbi Blazer's community they continued to do to be mechal Shabbos even for the machshirei milah. Yeah, you follow your rebbe, you follow your rebbe. So what is the din that acharam lahatas? That means for the balabatim who don't, they're not talmidim be'Beis Shammai, they're not talmidim be'Beis Hillel. They don't know specifically how to paskin. If I have a Rebbe, I have the right to follow what my Rebbe says. If I'm not a Talmud of Beis Shammai, I'm not a Talmud of Beis Hillel, so whom am I supposed to follow? Then the din says acharam lahatas. But if I myself have a Shita, the minority, he doesn't have to give in to the majority, or if the Talmidim of the minority opinion, they don't have to give in to the majority. So the Beis Shammai were entitled to follow their opinion, Shammai was entitled, and the Talmidim of Beis Shammai were entitled, they went on. So the Gemara raises an objection though, what's Herzog Metlois is going to do? The Beis Hillel are going to do, they had their shtibble and they had their shtibble. So the Beis Hillel are going to shake a lulav like this, and they're going to do the chuppah like that. And Beis Shammai are going to do everything faker. Is there or is there not an issue of lois is going to do over here, that it's not as Turkish state Turkish? So the Gemara says different places is no problem. The shtei bati dinim is no problem. And the same shul and the same shtibble that half the people should do like this, and half the people should put on tefillin, half the people should not put on tefillin on chalamoid. So that the Mishnah Berurah says that's a problem of lois is guided. But if it's a different shtibul, it's not so conspicuous, not so obvious, so then it's not a violation. So that's the story over here. Hillel walked into the Beis HaMikdash and they asked him, and there were a lot of Talmidim of the Shammai there. So he asked him, Rabbi, what do you have up your sleeve over here? So he saw he was outnumbered. And it says he was outnumbered that day. So there's a din of lois is guided. So he's not allowed to say, I'm the chief rabbi, and this is my shita, and this is what I hold. This is mamish in one Beis HaMedrash. They're in the Beis HaMikdash together. We're going to make his own Beis HaMikdash. Beis Shammai is going to have one Beis HaMikdash. Then he's going to have another Beis HaMikdash. There's one Beis HaMikdash. And punk, that day that he came, the rave of the people who were there were the Talmidim of Beis Shammai.
The halacha was not established before.
Had already been established before. That's how the story ends off. Okay. That's how the story. But the story begins when they surrounded him and they ganged up on him. So he said, what are you doing over here? So he's not allowed to say, I don't agree with you and I hold my shita. That would be a violation of Lois Gerdu. So he was going to shecht to the shame oila, but not to do it with Hesia. He's not going to do it in a conspicuous fashion. So he starts shaking the, wagging the tail to make believe that it's an ikeva, that it's really a shlomim, but it really wasn't a shlomim. That's why, it's not that out of anivis, he was giving in to them. It was a din of Lois Gerdu. So the Talmidim walked away and they were happy, Shain. The rabbi gave in to us. So then the story continues. Because they were in the majority and they forced Hillel Hazakin to say like them. So they thought that he really... I don't know. Rashi says on Nivis, I'm not sure what it means. The last line in Rashi. Yeah, I know. Rashi on the bottom line says on Nivis. But I think others say this interpretation, that it wasn't an issue of anivis. The Gemara says Hillel was a big Amasan, and the halacha is like the Beis Hillel, because generally speaking the Beis Hillel were more humble than the Beis Shammai. That the Gemara says in Yevamos. But others interpret that the issue over here was not so much like Rashi says anivis, it was rather an issue of Lois Gerdu. So the Gemara said the Tosefta continues. So they thought they were ready to applaud that they finally won, they had the majority. So it says, Vayashem Zokanechem Talmidei Shammai Azokim Bambuta Shma. There was a Tana who was there from the Free of the Kedairis, and he remembered that Shana always get Paskin Gevar in the dinners like Beis Hillel, like Hillel. He knew from 25. All the others were young people.
Yeah.
So they were Tansen that the Rebbe, that the Psak is like their Rebbe. And this oldest student, Vimish Halachi Beis Hillel. The Shalach, the Heavy Colts on Kedesh of Yishlaim, brought all the behemoths, and he said, the din is Shainoiz Gepaskin 25 years ago, like the Beis Hillel, that you are permitted to bring Oilas Ri on Yontif. So the Gemara says, Hazayt is Giblimah. Hoyashamad Mashir B'Dovaklum. That was the end of the story.
Even with Beis Shammai, maybe.
He admitted, huh? No, he said he knows. The din was Oiz Gepaskin. So the Beis Shammai should be Mahmed to follow their opinion. But you can't say that it's Oilas is going to do it. Hillel Azakim is going to follow his sheep.
So how do you have now in the same shul, you have people putting on tefillin, people not putting on tefillin? And by shaking the lulav, people do it like...
So the Mishnah Brura writes that it's not... The Mishnah Brura quotes from the Malbin. The Malbin wrote a Sefer Artzis Achayim, on Or Achayim, until the end of Hilchas Tefillin. So he quotes from the Artzis Achayim from the Malbin, that it's in Yisrael Lois is Goydim. Others claim that it's a misquotation, doesn't exactly say that in Artzis Achayim, they say it's not. So Rabbi Avadya Yosef always writes in his Trubis, what kind of Lois is Goydim is up there? Everybody knows that the Machleg is the Sfardim and Ashkenazim and these and that. So he claims that there's no more Lois is Goydim. His Dvarva for some of the Yidum Lakol is already centuries that we know that they do like this and they do like that. So he thinks that that's already no Lois is Goydim.
Yeah, that's
what he claims. If it's a W you do it, then there's no problem.
Well, is there like the issue of the Eruv and Baruch Hashem?
Right, people can be machmir.
It would be an issue, but let's go. Yeah, whoever wants to be, Yom Shaili is the Eruv, good. So someone has to go check to see if the Eruv is good. There is a machloikis there, apparently among the Rabbanim. Does the area lend itself to an Eruv? But maybe it lends itself, maybe they never made the Eruv. So someone should check to see, is there an Erev, is there not an Erev?
Yes.
So they should establish a Bezin together, B'Shalom of B'Shalvo, and to see. So if there is an Erev, so those who hold that you're allowed to rely should rely. The others that don't want to carry, so don't carry. Yeah. Instead of calling each other an Erev. It could even be that they never made a good Erev.
They ask me, what speakers are going to speak? For the Erev, speakers are
out. There's a for and against.
Both
relatives. Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe we'll, next week, Lynette, we'll continue the next story. In this week's Sedra, there's a famous pasuk where the Torah says, the dinim of Shemitah, the Yovel, and then the pasuk concludes, Kili kol haaretz, ki gerim toshavim atem imodi. So the Rishonim say on the Chumash that all the other countries belong to the government of the country.
The land of the United States of America belongs to the government of the United States.
Except
the land of Britain. Okay, so whoever is the balabas, the land of England belongs to the government of England. And the land of Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kili Kol Haaretz, that area, the Sfarna writes, that area belongs to me. When I said, Hashamayim Shamayim Hashem Haaretz, Nasan of Nei Adam, Chutz Mi Eretz Yisrael, that still belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the pasuk says that's why I have the right Shmita to control Shmita the Yovel and Hachzorah Sardis and Gula and so on. So there's a famous Ran in Nedarim. There are people who don't know anything about Nedarim, but this Ran on Daf Chav Ches everybody knows. Ran in Nedarim says that you only have to pay taxes in Chutzlar. Dina the Machlusadina requires you got to pay tax only if I was in Chutzlar. And there is his soul, nobody has to pay any tax. He quotes in the name of the Bali Atesis. Why? So he says this has been. What is the philosophy behind taxes? How do you know that you have to pay taxes? So he quotes in the name of the Bali Atesis, tax is rent. I live in England. So the Queen of England can say, I don't give you permission, it's my karka, that's a landlord. I move into his apartment building, I don't want to pay rent. So he says, get out of my apartment, it's mine. Trespassing, you have no right to live here. So the Queen of England or the government of France or the government of Morocco, they can say, this karka is ours, we don't give you permission to live here. Eretz Yisrael doesn't belong to the government. Eretz Yisrael's Kili Kol Haaretz belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gives everybody permission. All the Jews have permission to live in Eretz Yisrael. So this Ran quotes in the name of the Bali Atesis that in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to pay any taxes, and that's the Hezbo. This Ran, so people think that it's so, that you don't have to pay any taxes. This Ram, B'Shem Bali Atesis, is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, he quoted a lot of opinions that are rejected. This opinion is not even mentioned in Chayshim Mishpat. That's a Dava Pashut, that the king in Eretz Yisrael, even a Goyish king, has the right to charge tax. I'm a Jewish king. Jewish government for sure has the right. This is Bechlal Lo Bo B'Cheshbon. This Ram is not even quoted al Manas to be rejected. It's totally rejected. Number one. Number two, Bizman Hazeh, the whole tax. The whole payment of tax is a whole different musa. Years ago, the government used to take tax in order to enrich the king. As man said, the taxes are not so much to enrich the government officials. The taxes are to cover the expenses. They give you water delivery, they give you police, or they give you an army, they deliver the mail, they give you all the services. They pave the highways and so on. Then you have to pay for the state government and for the city government and for the federal government. You have to pay for the services. And the tax is just in order to pay for the services. So that's a different din. That's a din of shutfin. It says that all the people who live in a community have the din of shutfin. So if the community decides they want to build a fence, or they want to build a mikveh, they want to build a shul, they want to make a library, whatever is reasonable. So all the shutfim are mechuyev to kick in money in order to pay for that. So bizman hazeh, the tax is bechlal. It's not based on din of machlusa dina. It has nothing to do with that. It's based on shutfin. So gam in a different word. But what it is relevant to, it's with respect to a different din. Let's say in every country, the government has a right to decide whatever they want. Let's say they want to give away France to England. England wants to give themselves away to France. So it's unto hey. If the country is yours, you can do whatever you want. And Eretz Yisrael says they have no right to give it away. It says, you just guessed. And the halacha says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the melech. The pasuk says in Koheles, Ashrech Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chorin. Eloch Eretz Shemalkech Eved. So the Zohar comments on the pasuk Ashrech Eretz, it is the praises of Eretz Yisrael Shemalkech Ben Chorin, that the king of Eretz Yisrael is the Ribbono Shel Olam who gives freedom to men. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one, that's what there's a Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who lets free the Eved Ivri when it comes Yovel, when it comes Sheish. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who gives freedom to people. So the halacha states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech over Eretz Yisrael. And the Melech Bas of Adam, Mordechai quotes this in Kiddushin, the Melech is Hamam Lach Malach and Veloi Hamlucha. You appoint a Melech, but the Malucha still remains by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That goes on Eretz Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam is really the Melech of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Neturei Karta sing. That's their national anthem. Hashem Hu Malkeinu Velo Anachnu Avadim. Everybody's masculine. Hashem Hu Malkeinu. Then they say they don't recognize the Medina. The next line. Why do you have to? It doesn't necessarily follow. We recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech over Eretz Yisrael. And the Melech Bas of Adam is supposed to be the representative of the Melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the government in Eretz Yisrael, the people of Eretz Yisrael, have no right to do whatever they please. They have to do what they think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do. So whenever the government makes a decision, they have to be careful that they have to make it in accordance with what... what they think that Ribbono Shel Olam would have wanted.
Yeah.
Let me just mention again.
That's the trouble.
We have.